Hello, George.
Yes.
Hi, my name is Maysoon. I'm calling about the Roundup lawsuit on a recorded line.
Okay.
How are you doing today?
Just fine.
Okay. Did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No, I didn't.
And did you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. And were you or a loved one diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup?
Yes. I have a small amount on my prostate.
Oh, wow. Well, I'm so sorry to hear that. And you said you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Yes.
Okay. And when were you diagnosed?
I'm going to say at least about 6-7 months ago.
Months ago. And do you have any medical records that could show the non-Hodgkin's?
Yes, I have. They've done MRIs and stuff like that.
Okay. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed any documents with another law firm?
Yes, I have not.
And do you know the subtype of non-Hodgkin's? Was it a B-cell lymphoma or a T-cell lymphoma?
No, I don't.
Okay. And then you said you were diagnosed, it was this year?
Yes.
Do you know the month?
I have to look at the paperwork. No, I don't know the month.
Okay. And how old were you when you were diagnosed?
76.
And were you spraying the Roundup at home or was it for work?
At home. I'm retired.
Was anyone else in your household affected as well?
No.
And what is the home address where you were spraying it?
810 Govier, G-O-V-I-E-R, and that's Freeport, Texas. 77541.
And is this your current home address as well?
Yes.
Right. And how many years have you sprayed Roundup for?
Oh, I've been living here for about 40 years and I've been using Roundup ever since I've been out here.
So for 40 years?
Yes.
And have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
Oh, yes. I buy several bottles of it, and I used to keep it on hand to fight ants and different other stuff that varmints and spread around the house and the yard and stuff like that. And I have 3.17 acres, and I try to keep the ants out of it and varmint. Yes.
Oh, okay. And the phone that we're speaking on, is this a smartphone or a landline?
Smartphone.
And are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And I'm just going to list off a few other illnesses. You can just say yes or no if this applies to you, okay?
Okay.
Right. Organ transplant or HIV/AIDS?
No.
Autoimmune disease or hepatitis B?
No.
Hepatitis C or Epstein-Barr?
No.
Diabetes, arthritis, or lupus?
Yes.
To which one?
Diabetes.
Okay. And any family cancer history or cancer requiring chemo besides non-Hodgkin's?
No.
And then I have your first name spelled G-E-O-R-G-E. Is that correct?
Yes.
Last name W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S?
Yes.
Okay, and can you confirm your gender for me?
Male.
Are you married?
Yes.
And what is your date of birth?
1/8/48.
Okay, and your social?
I don't give out my social. I don't just give it out.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that's only because it is a recorded line going to the attorneys so they can pull medical records. But you can give the last four if you're more comfortable with that.
I'll give you the last four.
Okay.
2773.
And then how did you learn of the connection between Roundup and your diagnosis?
On Facebook and on news and pamphlets and different stuff like that.
And was that this year?
It was last year.
Okay. And what is your height and weight?
I'm 6'1" and I weigh 238 pounds.
Thank you. And then is this your main cell phone number to reach you at?
Yes.
And what is your preferred email address?
WILLIA, the number 8, LN@gmail.com.
WILLIA, the number 8, LM@gmail.com?
Yes, you did say LN, right?
N like Nancy?
Yes.
Okay. N. And then can I get your spouse's name and phone number?
Linda, L-I-N-D-A, Williams. And her number is 979-997-1900.
Thank you. And how many times per month do you think you were spraying Roundup for?
I think I was spraying it at least about 8 to 10 times a month.
Okay. And did you spray Roundup for at least one full year before you were diagnosed?
Oh, yeah. I continued to spray it until I found out that it was bad for me.
Okay. And what year did you first start using Roundup?
What year did we first come out here? In 82? I'd say 83, 1983.
And what year did you stop?
I stopped a year or so ago when I found out it was bad for you.
Okay, in 2023?
Yes.
And were you using any protective gear when applying the Roundup?
No.
Right. And then you were spraying this in Texas, correct?
Yes.
And if you just had to estimate how many times you've sprayed Roundup in your lifetime, what would you say? It could be over 10, over 20 times, over 30.
Oh, my God. I would say I'd say 8 or 10 times a month since 82 when I first started until I stopped.
Okay, so definitely over 100 times?
Oh, yes.
And do you get your water from a well?
Yes.
Do you know if it's been tested?
Yes.
Okay, and have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides, benzene or Agent Orange?
No.
And the type of Roundup that you were using, was it concentrate or premix?
It was concentrate.
And where were you purchasing it from?
I purchased it from Lowe's and Tractor Supply.
Tractor Supply. Do you have any receipts or empty bottles?
No, I got rid of all of that, empty bottles, and no, I got rid of the receipts too.
Okay. And have you ever smoked?
No.
Are you currently employed?
No, I'm retired.
Okay. Have you lost any time from work because of surgery or treatment related to your condition?
No.
Okay. Have you ever been in the military?
No.
Have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No. Well, asbestos. Yeah, that's the only one I've been involved with, asbestos.
Okay. And have you ever filed for bankruptcy, disability, or workers' compensation?
Once for bankruptcy, but that's about it.
And has your bankruptcy been discharged?
Yes.
Do you remember when that was? What year?
Ooh. No, I don't. It was too many years ago.
Do you know what court it was in?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I think it was in Houston, though.
In Houston?
Yeah, Houston, Texas.
Right. And then other than a minor traffic offense, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
And do you have any medical records that could show your diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. And then can I get the name of that hospital where you were diagnosed?
I think it was St. Luke's Hospital, and my doctor's name was Dr. Roberts. Oh, what's Dr. Roberts' first name? I just call him Dr. Roberts. He's in Lake Jackson.
Lake Jackson,
Texas.
Okay, the one on 100 Medical Drive?
I think so.
And you said his name was Dr. Roberts?
Yeah. I think it may be Wilbert Roberts or something like that.
Wilmer Roberts?
Yes. Wilmer, yes. You're a urologist?
Yes, okay.
Yes.
And when was the last time you were treated?
Last time I seen him was, I'm on medicine right now.
Okay. And how has your diagnosis impacted your life?
Well, it slowed me down and I'm aware of it, and it has an impact on your life.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh. Have you had any treatment done?
No, I haven't had any treatments done yet.
Okay. And you said your current home address was the 810 Govia Road?
Yes.
Right. And then we do request an emergency contact number just in case we can't get a hold of you or something unfortunate happens. Would you like to provide one?
Yes. My wife's number, 979-997-1900.
Okay, thank you. And her name was Linda Williams, correct?
Right.
And have you used DocuSign before?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, then I'm going to go ahead and send over these documents to you right now. You should receive it as a text link and sent to your email as well.
Okay.
And then you can go ahead and open that up and I can walk you through it.
Oh, let's see. Okay. You want to help me with this one?
Email. Okay, is that, yeah. Okay, review the document.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, say, allow while on the site. Wants to use your device location. Okay, while on. Okay, review act. Okay, it says please review and act on these documents, but there's nothing there. It just says please sign.
Do you see the start button at the top?
The start?
Yes.
No.
No. It says please review and act on these documents. Don't I hit continue?
Yeah, continue and then start.
Okay, let's see. It's not doing it. Okay, there you go.
There it is. Okay.
Oh, Lord.
All right.
So little. Okay, you want to read all that?
Do I need to read all of this?
You can go over it, or you can download a copy once you're done signing, whatever is more comfortable for you.
Yeah, but I need to know what am I signing. I do see my name at the top, and yes.
Yeah, so that's your retainer with the law firm. So once you, it just has all the information that they're going to pull medical records and ask you for consent to do so. And then once
what about the contingent fee arrangement? What percent do you all get from this?
I believe it's a 40-60 split from you and the attorneys.
Okay, 60 on my side and 40 on the attorneys?
Yes,
to my
knowledge, yes.
Yeah, that sounds reasonable. Okay, now I'm down to part four where it says sign. It says sign here. Now, how do I sign that? Okay. Okay. My hands are too big.
I think if you press on the box, it can get bigger.
Okay.
I think.
Okay, let's see if I can sign. Okay, I signed it, and it's signed.
Okay, and then it should have said adopt and sign.
It do say adopt and sign. Do I hit that?
Yes.
Okay, I did, and then it went to another sheet.
Yes, and then it should say continue or next.
Yes, yeah, says next.
Oh, he ran up the page.
Yeah, ran up the page. Hold up.
Okay.
That's page one.
That's where you signed.
That's where I signed. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's where I signed. And
all of that's right.
Yes, I'm down at initials.
Right here. Tap that one.
Tap it. Initials or? Signature. And I hit finished.
Okay. All right, I just received it. And then I'm also going to send you another text from my direct line so you have my number in case you have any questions at all.
Okay.
And I have attached the law firm's number as well, so they should be giving you a call within the next few days to verify your information, tell you the next step. So if you had any questions for them, you can ask.
Yes.
But then that is about it for me. Did you have any questions for me before I let you go?
Do I need to find some papers that where they did my scan and stuff like that? Do I need to have those papers ready in case I'm asked about them?
The medical records?
Yes.
Do you have the medical records, or are you asking if you should pull medical records yourself?
I think I have some. Yes, I think I have some.
Yeah, if you have some, I would definitely have that ready when they call. They might ask for it as well, but they also might pull medical records too.
Okay. Okay. And then if I got them and I can give them a date and where and stuff like that that they need, they can pull. They can definitely go and pull it.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to try to do that.
Okay.
That's the only question I have right now.
Okay. Well, if you think of anything else, you need any other assistance, you have my number, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much. And your name? I know you got it on your email, but what's your name now?
Maysoon.
How do you spell that?
M-Y-S-O-O-N.
Okay.
I sent it in my text as well, so you can save my number.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Of course. So thank you for your time.
Okay.
All right. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.